Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo. Hello. Kiswahili. Kunta Kinte. Tower of Babel. Man, first tongue. Today, Friday. 6 days of the week. The last day of the supposed work week. As we get ready for the seventh day of the week, which they call the beginning of the weekend. Saba, S-A-B-A, which is the number 7 in Kiswahili. And add T-H to the back and you got Sabbath. Anyhow, today we're going to speak upon on Blacks Blacks Radio. We're going to speak upon Joseph Hayne Rainey, who was a Blacks Blacks man, who became the first Blacks man elected to the House of Representatives, and also a Blacks Blacks man who was a congressman. Now, when you look at the pictures of the man, you will see straight hair, straight wavy hair. But he was considered blacks because he is blacks, blacks. This is when people, the blacksmiths, their love and their pride was not in trying to become a part of the white world. There was in and of becoming a part of the Blacks Blacks world. Yeah. I remember looking at a show, Red Fox, and he was saying about his own lips. He said, I got these old thin-ass lips and everything. Because, see, he grew up with Blacks Blacks. Don't matter that they was former slaves and so on and so forth. They still had, say it loud, I'm black, black and I'm proud. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. That's what they said. But today, they don't say that no more. You know, today, all they do is go about elevating the white man and his race and his concept. One more time, his concept. In 1870, Joseph A. Haynes, first black man elected to House of Representatives. When he was the first black man and the first member of Congress born into enslavement. One more time. See, when you look at him, you think of what they want you to think of. Whiteness. But he was born into enslavement. Wait a minute. The first member of Congress born into enslavement. Wow. So he was originally a slave, but you know, hey, that truly doesn't count at all because what you must understand is that the evolution of mankind is very important. Just like in this day and age, there's no pride in a true blacks, blacks man. Because just like with Marcus Garvey, a true blacks, blacks man, they denigrate that man. They try to say the man is trying to join the Ku Klux Klan. Really? Really? The best way to understand your enemy is to get in touch with your enemy. Why not? Why not? Just like that one brother who infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan. You understand what I'm saying? They thought he was white, but he wasn't, because he wanted to learn about his enemy. One more time. When I first read that, I'm like, what? Really? You think Marcus Garvey, that jet-back, beautiful black man, wanted to join the Ku Klux Klan instead of observe his enemy from the inside so he can know how to manipulate his enemy to be part of his elevation? Because no matter what, Gold to Gold is letting this happen. No matter what I feel about the situation or anything, my most important aspect is to introduce people to our people. Joseph Rainey, the first black congressman. Joseph Rainey, the first black man in the House of Representatives. See what I'm saying? Now, born a slave, he was elected to Congress in the wake of the Civil War, but the impact of this momentous step in U.S. race relationships did not last long. Exactly, because that's when the southern states decided to go against Amendment 13. See, because Amendment 13 meant the freedom of slaves, but at the same time, the Southerners did what they do best. They did what they do best. They made sure that NEG 1-3-ERS knew their place. I just like the picture of the first colored senator and representatives. You see what I'm saying? Now, when you look at them, how many do you see that are really true black men? The rest of them have more of what you may call whiteness, passing, so on and so forth. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The most important aspect of the game is that Joseph Hayne Rainey acknowledged that he was a black man and had no problem letting the whole world know that by making sure that he was a part of Civil Rights Act and so on and so forth. But once again, Gold to Gold allowed them to change the rules as they continuously try to change the rules. And the reason is, as I'm about to say on my TV, is because every black person on this face of this earth, when you show them that picture of King James, they're all going to say Jesus. Except for me. I'm going to say again, the main thing that's been keeping black men down is the acceptance of that picture and calling what they don't see. They see J-E-S-U-S. Because they can say Jerusalem, they can say Jehovah, they can say John, they can say Judas, they can say Jews. But when they see J and it's E-S-U-S, it's not J no more. It's G. And that has been the con 1-3 set that is con 1-3 continuously put the black man. No, put the black man in check. See, I am black. You cannot check me because I can say what I see. One more time. I, through the grace of Gold to Gold, can and will emulate Carter G. Woodson. That's right. Carter G. Woodson took the second week of February in honor of Frederick Douglass. 2/14/1818. One more time. They say don't nobody know his birthday, but one more time. Carter G. Woodson took 2/14/1818 as Frederick Douglass' birthday. That's why he took 2/14 as Black History Week. One more time. When you stop allowing yourself to be manipulated by those who mean you no good. One more time. Just like this month, the 1st of May, Decorations Day. But they not, nobody black going to celebrate Decorations Day. They going to celebrate what the white man did, took it from the first and put it on the end and call it Memorial Day. One more time. But that's okay, because Gordo Goals is allowing this to happen until he decides to show his power. May I be worthy, because I'm continuously making sure that my forefathers, who made it possible for me to be where I am, that others that look like him and me recognize and realize blackness is power. By, through, in, and of the understanding that Matthew 1:23, Emmanuel, I-M-A-N-U-E-L, whose name means God with us. The ones that their wives and offspring dares not to speak upon because they knowledge truth. One more time. They knowledge truth. Because they read the exact same book that I read. Matthew 1:23. I am an Emmanuel whose name means God with us. The more that blacks, black men knowledge Matthew 1:23, the more power we can and will have. I guarantee that we knowledge Matthew 1:23, go to goal, will knowledge us and reverse and bring about the reestablishment of his chosen people. One more time. Feet of potter's gold and hair the wood of a lamb. I fit that description. I did not make that description. I just fit. One more time. Joseph Haynes Rennie may not fit, but he do fit because, one more time, his blood was and is pure. Doesn't matter about his hair. His blood was and is pure. Just like Naaman, whose blood was and is pure. As always, Joseph Haynes Rennie, first black man, House of Representatives, first black man, Congress. Asante Sana. Thank you very much. Mojo Gupenda. One love. Baraka. Blessing. Amani Kutoka. You. Peace. From above. Trip seas. Trip seas. Trip seas. Cool. Calm. Collected. Enjoy your week.